big crowd. Can you hear me in the back over there?
Okay, you can hear? Okay, great. So we're just gonna, I'm gonna drink a little bit so I can clear my throat. Thank you so much, all of you, for coming. You could just find a seat in the back. Bring in a few chairs from, excellent, okay. And the crowd goes wild. Okay, friends. In this week's parsha, there's a seat over there. It's right there. No, there's one closer. Come a little closer, it's fine. This week's parsha, we find that Yaakov Avinu is informed, Oy Yosef Chai, Umoishel b'Mitzrayim, Yeshno Shnei Banim, Menashe, v'Ephraim. Yaakov is ecstatic about this Besura, and now he says, I would love to see them. Elcho v'Erenu, to tear him almost, I'd like to see him before I die. The problem is that Yosef is in Mitzrayim, and Yaakov is in Eretz Yisrael. Yosef can't leave Mitzrayim because he's a very important person over there. He can't leave. And Yaakov is afraid about going to Chutz Laaretz. Yitzchok never went to Chutz Laaretz. Yaakov doesn't want to go to Chutz Laaretz. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him in a dream, and Hashem says, Al tira merda Mitzrayimah. Don't be worried about going down to Mitzrayim. Ki lo goy godo asim chasham. You will become a great nation there in Mitzrayim. Anochi ered imcha. I will go down with you with Mitzrayim. The Shechina went to Galus. Anochi ered imcha. Anochi ela gam ola. And I will also come up with you. So, this is the where we see that there is this issue of leaving Eretz Yisrael. Isur latzeis me Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. Now, we can discuss, you have to know if Yaakov's hesitation about leaving was because of the Isser that exists. There's this Isser that to leave. It's not so clear if that's why Yaakov couldn't leave. And there's a question, there were no mitzvahs to Yisrael Aretz yet, maybe. Anyway, if the Shekhinah is going with him, so then, you know, he's with the Shekhinah. It's like, it's almost like he's by the Beis HaMikdash if he has the Shekhinah with him. So, or if there was just an idea, but we're going to speak here a little bit about the Isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael and how perhaps it is relevant to us. There could be that the Isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael is relevant to us in many different ways. And what some people don't know, and this is, I will tell you something, which it might be a shocker to you. Listen, the Isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael is not only Eretz Yisrael. It also exists, the Gemara says, Kishem. Just like there's an Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael, there's also an Isser to leave Bavel. Now, what was it? What is it about Bavel that you're not allowed to leave Bavel? Because Bavel is, it was where the Beis Medrash was. So it's very possible, halacha l'maisa, the Paiskim speak about, is one allowed to move out of? No, try again. Lakewood! Gateshead! Are you allowed to leave, move out of Gateshead? Are you allowed to leave Lakewood? You know those people that move out of town? And they move to these one of these Oiskevarfena places? Are you allowed to do that? It's a person allowed to move away from a Torah center. So that's a shail that is going to be relevant to all of us.
You meant Minneapolis, right?
What?
You meant Minneapolis.
No.
You have a good call over there. Come on.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the Isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael. First of all, is the Isser leaving Eretz Yisrael noyeg bizman hazeh, or perhaps only bizman that there was a Beis HaMikdash? So, the Sefri brings a story of Yehuda ben Beseira, Rabbi Yeshua, and some of their friends. They reached the border of Eretz Yisrael. They were right by the boundary. Their eyes teared up. They tore Kriya. And they said about themselves, Psukim, of the mitzvah of Yishav, Yirashtem Yisav Yishavtem Ba. They said, "With the Torah says we have to sit here. We have to be Irish, and here we are leaving Eretz Yisrael." They were so distressed over the fact they had to leave, even though they're after the Churban Habayis. So what do we see? It seems from this Sifri, the mitzvah, the Isser of Latzis Eretz Yisrael is even Noig Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh. There's an Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael. That's what it would appear. Now, the Ramban also counts as one of the mitzvahs that we have, the mitzvah, the Isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban says, and the Charedim and the Marit, Tashbet, Minchas Chinuch, all say that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah b'zman hazeh. Now, they're not talking about the Isulatzes. The mitzvah is Yishuv. There's a mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh. So there's a mitzvah for all of us to dwell here. That's what the Ramban says. And all these other slew of Rishonim. If there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, says Rabbi Matisyo Blum in the Sefer Torah Ladas, probably there'd be an Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael. You have a mitzvah to live here, you have an Isser to leave. If there's no mitzvah to live here, so is there a problem leaving? Probably not. There's no mitzvah to live here, so why can't I leave? So the Ramban says there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, b'zman hazeh. And we saw from the Sifri that they were all distressed about the fact that they were leaving Eretz Yisrael. They tore their begadim. So it seems, even though they're achar achorban, it sounds like there's a mitzvah yishuv Eretz Yisrael even b'zman hazeh. If that would be true, there would be an isur lotzeis. You would not be allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. I had, as I mentioned to some of my chevra over here beforehand, I had asked the Shiloh when I was newly married if I could go on a vacation with my wife to Chutz Laretz. And Rabbi Yoshev was not happy. Rabbi Yoshev Zecha Tzadik V'Kodesh Levracha. Shai was asked Rabbi Yoshev, I didn't ask him, but one of Rabbi Yoshev's people asked him. And it was not simple. He was not so. Rabbi Yoshev held you not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Person's not allowed to leave. And that has ramifications even inside of Eretz Yisrael, inside of the modern state of Israel. For example, is one allowed to go to the Golan, not the Golan, the was Gush Katif. Well, now it doesn't exist anymore. It's not so clear that Gush Katif was part of Eretz Yisrael ever. That's what my Rebbe, Reb David Cohen, said to me. It's not so clear it was really part of Halachic Eretz Yisrael. That they were pushing, they were all the way down, Israel was all the way down by the Suez Canal. They were deep into Egypt. They were like, you know, we won crazy wars. We were pushing all over the place, our boundaries. Eilat is not part of Halachic Eretz Yisrael. So is a person allowed to go? Well, there's other issues with going to Eilat, which are not for the communists. That has to do with the Horeg Val Yavar issues. That's for a different discussion. This is just an issue of the Isser Latzes. I know that, I think, Rabbi Shari Eli, when he was learning Maseches Gittin, he told the Eilam there are places in north of Israel, which are also outside of the modern state of Israel, which are outside of Eretz Yisrael. A person has to know that he can't leave Eretz Yisrael. If you hold that that's a mitzvah b'zman hazeh, perhaps. However, the Rambam doesn't bring the din, the Isra of Latzeis, the mitzvah Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael. Interesting. The Rambam doesn't say it. Now, one could suggest, the reason the Rambam doesn't say it is not because he doesn't hold that it's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, but the Rambam says it's a mitzvah of kibush Eretz Yisrael. And perhaps the Rambam holds that those are all the same thing. It's all part of it's all under one basic umbrella. Conquering Eretz Yisrael, living in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't consider two different mitzvahs. But maybe even the Rambam holds it's a mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael today. That could be. There are those that suggest that. The Sefer Megillas Esther says, no, maybe the Rambam holds there's no mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh. Why? Because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so now that we're Achar Churban, there's no mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Might be a good question. But there's a better question. Is the Rambam many times mentions in the Yad HaChazakah the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. How could you say the Rambam doesn't hold the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? He's even talking about it. B'zman hazeh. Says the Achrayim that the Rambam holds that midyaraisa, maybe there's no mitzvah. But even the Rambam agrees that midrabanan is a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh. So we are being very Zionistic tonight, my friends, and we're telling you that you have a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, according to the Ramban, midyaraisa. According to the Rambam, maybe also midyaraisa. And even those that say, according to the Rambam, that there's no mitzvah midyaraisa, is a mitzvah midrabanan. The one shita that seems to give us less of a focus on Eretz Yisrael is the shita of Rabbeinu Chaim. Rabbeinu Chaim is not Rabbi Chaim Halevi Soloveitchik. Rabbeinu Chaim is one of the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Chaim in Ksuba says, "Bizman hazeh, there's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael." Why? Because he says there are many mitzvahs that are tluyus ba'aretz that we can't be mekayim bizman hazeh. Because bizman hazeh, we paskin that the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is batla. Therefore, there is no din midyaraisa of the mitzvahs atluyus ba'aretz, and therefore there's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Why was the Ramban arguing? Because says the Achrayim, who said mitzvahs Yishev Eretz Yisrael has to do with mitzvahs Atluyas Baretz? There's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael because Eretz Yisrael is a more spiritual place to live. Even though there's no mitzvahs Atluyas Baretz. You're telling me there's no Yoivol Bezman Hazeh. There's no Shemitah Midyaraisa. It doesn't change the fact that Eretz Yisrael is Kadosh. It's still called Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. It's still called Eretz HaKodesh. It still has its Kedush, even though there's a Chorban. So in other words, we have a Chakira. Why is there a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? You could say it's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael because in Eretz Yisrael you could be Makayim more what? More mitzvahs. Or you could say the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is because Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha. If you say it's because of the Kedusha, even in its Churban, Eretz Yisrael has the Kedusha, there would be a mitzvah of Bizman Hazeh. Rabbi Nochaim says no, but the reason to live in Eretz Yisrael is because of the mitzvah Satuluyas Baretz. Therefore, Lechoira, he says that Bizman Hazeh, there's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael anymore. This machloikas might affect some of the other things that we're going to see over here as far as the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. So now, we said that there's the Isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael. The question is, who is the Isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael on? There's an Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael. Is it on anyone not to leave Eretz Yisrael? Or is it only on people that live in Eretz Yisrael? The Lashon of the Rambam is mashma. The Isser is on people that live in Eretz Yisrael are not allowed to leave. That's why when I asked the Shaila to Rabbi Eliyoshiv, can I go with vacation with my wife? His answer to me was, do you keep one day of Yom Tov or 2 days of Yom Tov? What does that mean? If you keep one day of Yom Tov, said Rabbi Yashiv, you're not allowed to leave because you live in Eretz Yisrael. People that live in Eretz Yisrael can't leave Eretz Yisrael. If you keep 2 days of Yom Tov, then you're allowed to leave. What? How did the Shvatim leave?
Go down to the
tribe. So there's many different answers to that. First of all, the Shvatim left. Anyone have an answer to that? How did the Shvatim leave?
You need to get
Sakonis Nefashos.
They
only get every person that went. Yosef was very, he was...
I know, but
Yosef himself had really concocted a very good plan to get his brothers down. Everyone that went in was only allowed to take out enough food for himself. You want food? You gotta come. And Yosef did it intentionally because he was waiting for his brothers. It was a trap. So they all came. He had people watching by all the gates. They all came at the different gates. He caught them. But that's why they had to go.
So it was the same thing for Yaakov.
What?
Yaakov didn't get food from him. Wouldn't Yaakov get food?
So I think everyone was able to take like food for themselves and a child or something like that. They had they had a system where Yosef was manipulating that to make sure that they would come down. I don't know, maybe a little extra you're allowed to take or something like that. You're allowed to take for one person, you're allowed to take for a parent or something like that. And you have to bring testimony, something like that.
I also heard that, I'm not sure if it was Rashi or one of the other refers that the Shvatim had food. Hashem and Esau, they had food. The Yaakov sent them because the people knew that they would have food, then people would kill them.
Rashi brings down that they could, maybe they were able to make food with the shame of, with Sefer Yetzirah or something like that. They could make animals and check them. Akoponim. Okay. So he says, "V'haraya that you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael because we see that there's plenty of chashuv rabbanim that came to visit Eretz Yisrael, came for Yom Tov, came for a visit, and then they left. If there's an Isser Latzeis on just people that are just visiting, so then how could they do that? Lemaisa, as we mentioned before, I believe the Lubavitcher Rebbe never came to Eretz Yisrael." And I think I'm told it's for this reason. The Babish Rebbe held that if you come, you can't leave. So it could be that the Babish Rebbe held it's not totally on living in Eretz Yisrael. Or perhaps the Lamtaina, they said good, maybe no. He also holds that you have to live here. But he held that anyone that comes to Eretz Yisrael automatically keeps one day Yom Tov. So what does that mean? You come to Eretz Yisrael, you're living in Eretz Yisrael. Once you're living here, so then you can't leave. No, he held, I think the pshat is, he held, this is our home. So whenever you get here, you came back home. Once you're home, so then you can't leave. Well, how can you leave? This is your home. So once you're home, you keep one day Yom Tov. What do you mean? I live over there. No one lives in Chutzlar. It's all in Golos. It was very Geula oriented, the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So this is home. Once you came here, so then you're back here. So I believe he never came for that reason. Because he felt if he came, he wouldn't be able to leave.
What about Spartan also? No? Like he
What? Yeah, so that's interesting. What would the Sfardim hold about that? They hold also that you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. There are Sfardim, Gedolim, Rabbanim that come and go.
Why would everyone leave?
What?
Why would everyone leave?
Why would anyone ever want?
Why would he's stuck here, great.
Because he felt like he had what to do outside. He felt like he was doing things in Chutz La'aretz. Obviously, he felt he was doing stuff, or else he wouldn't come. Or else he would have come. So he felt like they needed him there. He was still trying to bring everyone else to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Yeah. Because he didn't want to. Even that is. It's what the Rambam brings down. There's Midas Chasidus. You're not supposed to leave Eretz Yisrael even if you have a Ptur. There are numerous different types of Ptur the Rambam held. So this is interesting. You ready? Rabbi said, this is what I want. This is the insight I want to share with you. And then we'll call it a night. The Rambam says there are three mitzvahs that a person can leave Eretz Yisrael for. What are they? Lil Matira, Lisa Isha, Lahatzel Min Ha'akum. I'm not sure what Lahatzel Min Ha'akum means exactly. Let's focus on the first two for a second. Lil Matira means learn Tira. Lisa Isha means to get married. Now, would you say it's only these mitzvahs? Or these are just three examples of mitzvahs? Says the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. It's specifically these mitzvahs. Because these are big mitzvahs. For example, Lil Matira, big mitzvah? Well, how do you know it's a big mitzvah? Lisa Isha, is that a big mitzvah? How do you know prove it was a big mitzvah? There's a pasuk. The pasuk says the world was created. Loy l'soyhu baro. The Sheves Yatzaro. The world was created for it to populate the world. So it's dafka these mitzvahs. The Shilta says. The Shilta says. No, let's go back. The Shilta says, it's lav dafka these mitzvahs. Listen to this. Kol shchein other mitzvahs. Kol shchein. What does kol shchein mean? All the more so other mitzvahs. So now we're pum farkert. Now we're stuck on a pretzel, my friends. According to what we said from the Tosfos, it's davka these mitzvahs, because these are big mitzvahs. Says the Shulchan Adrabah, these mitzvahs for sure other mitzvahs. What's Shalom the Shulchan? These are big mitzvahs. No, he says these are small mitzvahs. Why are these small mitzvahs? Al Torah is a small mitzvah. Says Gershi. This is Rabbi says Lababish Rasugi Vaislechis. Says Gershi. He says the five pshat is false. Can a person learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael? So what does it mean you're going to Chutz La'aretz to learn Torah?
Better yeshiva.
Ah, he can learn better. But can he learn here? Yeah. Can a person get married here?
Yeah.
Maybe he'll feel like he has a better. Better field of selection in Chutz La'aretz, but what?
Better shver.
But can he get married here? Sure, he can get married here. So maybe what he's saying is as follows: Shultz is saying, being that you could be mekayim the mitzvah here, so therefore, even if you're saying I think that I could do it better in Chutz La'aretz, you're allowed to go. Kol shchein a mitzvah that you can't be mekayim here at all. If there's somehow something that you can't be mekayim here, for sure you could go to Chutz La'aretz. Maybe that's the pshat. I was thinking that perhaps it's going to depend on this. Maybe the machloikis between Tosfos and the Shiltas. Tosfos is saying it's only these mitzvahs. Shiltas is saying it's any mitzvahs. Why is there a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? What's the reason there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? What? If it's to be mekayim all the mitzvahs, what happens if there's a mitzvah you can't be mekayim in Eretz Yisrael? Of course you could go out. Because the whole reason why I'm supposed to stay here is mekayim the mitzvahs. I can't leave because I have mitzvahs, but I'm going out for a mitzvah that I can't do here. Sure, go. Any mitzvah. But if the reason why you're staying in Eretz Yisrael is not because to be mekayim the mitzvahs, why do you say there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? Because of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So what can take you out of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? Only something that's something very, very important. Big thing like Talmud Torah, which is on par with Talmud Torah's Keneged Kulam, or Lisa Isha, bringing the Shechina into the world. Through the, only these big Nakudas are things that can bring you, perhaps. So perhaps this is the Machloikas here between Tosfos and the Sheiltas. There's a Shaila. And this is one of the things that perhaps is Nageya. is what about going out temporarily? Just going out for a little bit. Is one allowed to do that? So, l'chayra, that also might depend on this takira. If the problem is you're not allowed to go out because you're not allowed to be mevatel for mitzvahs, so if I just go out for a little tiyul out of Eretz Yisrael, I'm not being mevatel for mitzvahs. I'll bring my Eretz Yisrael Osem food. I'll be mekayim all the mitzvahs over there. If I live there, I can't be mekayim the mitzvahs, but I'm just going out for a day or two, then maybe that's not a problem. But if it's because you're being mafkir yourself from Kedusha, even for a day you can't be mafkir yourself from Kedusha, perhaps. And then also the Shaila we said is a person allowed to live outside of Lakewood. Now, Lakewood... definitely there's no mitzvahs at Tulius Baritz in Lakewood. Lakewood doesn't have any extra mitzvahs in Lakewood. It's not like there's more Torah. There's no more adherence to Torah or need to adhere to Torah in Lakewood than in Minnesota. However, if a person finds himself in a place where there's an environment of Torah, where you're living in an ear of Torah, where there's a place where there's a certain sensitivity towards Torah, in a place like Lakewood, you're not allowed to move to Minnesota. Because you don't have those type of sensitivities. However, so it comes out like this. What would it be if there's a person who feels that for my own ruchnius, it's better for me to live in Minnesota? True, maybe there's tons of yeshivas in Lakewood, tons. But I'm telling you that those yeshivas are not going to help me. I'm going to be a more kadoshdika person if I live in a place like Minnesota. Ah, there you go. I'd like to humbly suggest you're allowed to move out of town. This that we said a person's not allowed to move out of Bavel is, let's say, he's like, listen, Bavel, it's great. It's a beautiful environment. I'm really thriving here, but I got a great job. I got a job offer in San Diego. They're offering me 6 digits. It's too bad. You can't leave. You cannot leave Lakewood. You cannot sacrifice your ruchnius just because you got a good job or because whatever reason, because it's comfortable, because your friends live there. But if a person says, you know, I know out of town, it's a wholesome way of life. I have a rav there that I connect with. It's a kehila. I'm feeling like I'm going to be more of a connected person by living in out of town. I humbly suggest that perhaps the person not only can do it, but maybe he should do it. Because the whole point of Lakewood is we're saying it's an avira that's going to create more of a sensitivity or more of a connection to Yiddishkeit. But here it can connect other ways. Those are my thoughts today, Rabbi Yisai. Thank you all so much for being here. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
You said Rabbi Shabbos didn't come in because the Kedusha.